Welcome to the Red Dice Diaries. This podcast is a rambling journey through the wonderful world of RPGs from the viewpoint of a longtime GM and player. The music at the start of this podcast was Nightmare by Alexander Nakarada and is used under Creative Commons license. Before we get started with this episode, though, we've received our first voicemail here at the podcast. It's from Matt Jackson. Thank you very much for getting in touch, Matt. I'm going to play that to you now.
Hey, John and Hannah. Hey, I really enjoy your review of The Midderlands. I just received my book recently as well and am thoroughly enjoying reading about this strange and crazy place called England. I bet it is really cool to kind of, you know, I think you could literally drive around at least, you know, the Midlands, I think you called it, drive around that area with your book and compare the area, the real area, with what Glenn has turned it into in his book. I think that'd be kind of actually really interesting. And maybe even do it with Glenn and ask him why he did certain things. That would be pretty cool. Anyway, good review, and glad to see you're on Anchor.
Thanks very much for your message, Matt. And I think you're certainly right. It is quite cool to see the places that you know and you've traveled around in a game setting. I certainly know that my hometown, I was delighted to see that it had been included in the first Midlands book. And it was nice to have a look at all the things which rang true and all the things which have been exaggerated or extra elements that have been put in there. And I've had a bit of a chat with Glenn about that sort of on and off via social media and Google Plus, etc. I think your idea about traveling around some of these places and looking at them is a great one. And it'd also be really good to get some of Glenn's input on why he made certain decisions that he did about the Midlands. And that's definitely something I'll be looking to see if he's interested in perhaps recording a podcast or an interview about in future. So thanks very much for your suggestions, Matt. Greatly appreciated. And in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about creating a character in a role-playing session or campaign that allows you to focus on the elements of the game that you like and downplay the elements of the game that you don't like. And what do I mean by that? Well, just to give you an example, I personally am not a fan at all of puzzles in role-playing games. And I don't mean like traps or anything like that in D&D. That's absolutely grand. What I'm talking about are more these sort of like Legend of Zelda-esque puzzles where you have to like solve a riddle or you have to move some ridiculous puzzle to open a lock or something like that. And I'm not saying that such things don't have any place in fantasy. As we know, there were lots of elements of puzzles and riddles in Tolkien and various other well-established fantasy authors. It's just not an element of the game that particularly appeals to me. I'd rather get on with trying to play my character, enjoying some high-action combat or some role-playing moments with NPCs and other PCs. But I recognise the fact that this is just an element that doesn't appeal to me. It may appeal to other people. And one of the ways I've found to handle this over the years, since I don't particularly see the point in getting annoyed about it or letting it ruin the game for me, is I play characters that wouldn't be particularly au fait at solving those puzzles. And to give you an example of this, I'm currently playing in the Lawfor campaign run by Rob the Swamper Davis. Very much enjoying that. It's a D&D 5th edition campaign set in Rob's own world. And in it, because I mentioned to Rob at the start that I'm not a particularly big fan of puzzles, and I think he knew that anyway. Now, we had a bit of a dialogue because he had an adventure coming up that was going to involve some puzzles, and he was like, well, I know you're not particularly keen on them, which I think is a good point to bring up at this moment of the episode. If you do have particularly bits of the games you don't like, you should at least mention that to your GM out of courtesy, if nothing else. But you shouldn't expect them not to include those elements at all, because there may be members of your party and your group who do like those elements. But because I knew they were coming, I was able to create a character, in this case a half-orc paladin, who wasn't particularly patient and didn't particularly rate these puzzles, these tricks, these traps, these weaknesses of a civilized society as he saw them. Now, while the other player characters were getting on with solving puzzles, it allowed me to sort of, like, in character, obviously, like, sort of huff and puff in the background and moan about the weaknesses of civilization, but not in a way that interfered with their enjoyment of this part of the game. And it also allowed me to reinforce my character concept without disrupting the game. And obviously I don't want to do that because I want everyone in the group to be having an enjoyable time, even if we're involved in a bit of the game that's not particularly my thing. As I'd expect other people, if we were engaged in something like a religious debate between my character and another, and the whole debating with NPCs and, like, big long discussions with NPCs wasn't particularly their thing, I'd expect them to find some way around it without disrupting the part of the game that I do enjoy. So, I think if you find yourself in a game and you know it's going to feature bits that you don't enjoy, create a character who focuses on the elements of the game that you do like and that minimises potentially your involvement in those bits that you don't like, or at least creates a way for you to get involved that you are going to enjoy, whether it's huffing and puffing about the weaknesses of civilization as my half-orc was doing, or something else. Don't disrupt the game. Don't just sort of sit there with a cross look on your face while other players are trying to enjoy themselves. At least get involved a little bit, even if it's on the periphery. And even if your involvement is only for your character to say occasionally how much they dislike this situation. So, whatever game you're playing out there, I hope you enjoy yourselves and you find a way to get involved. Take care.